completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Welcome to the Patrice Brantley Show. Today we are shaking it up. We are shaking it up with my family, my favorite cuz. I'm gonna let her introduce herself. Come on in, share, tell us your name, something you wanna share about you.
Well, I'm a Georgia girl. My name is Rhonda Harrington, Brantley Harrington. And this little lady is my cousin. I love her dearly. That's my voice of reason when I hack a poo. So y'all, I'm gonna apologize now. She has no resemblance about me. I'm gonna be good though. She done prepped me not what not to say. So I'm gonna be good.
Okay, thank you for the disclaimer. Thank you. As I lovingly say in my job every day, I say thank you for my Brantley disclaimer. I appreciate that. So today we're talking about family, all things family. And so today's topic is Kitchen Talk with my cuz. And today we're jumping right into the topic, family. What does family mean to you? I know you're my family and I know how you do, but for those who don't know you, what does family mean to you?
The world. I'm riding hard. You're gonna have to shoot my pinky toe off because I'm ready. I'll be ready to go. I mean, I love my family because that's the way I was raised. I mean, the family is the very, very most important thing. I have two sons. One is in the military. He'll be 30 this year, and I have one that just had a baby, and them two right there, they know, they mama, don't play with me.
We want to shout out all
she
the
can't talk, so you, she spread my churn when it was little. They still scared of her.
So here's how this goes for those who don't know. I want to shout out all the vets who check in our station and listen to what's going on. Hoorah, thank y'all for all that y'all do. I am so overjoyed about your new bundle of joy. And so you talked about what family means to you. I'm going to be honest. Family to me is people that love you. And they
well, not necessarily you. Just family. And I'm sorry. I tend to overspeak. So sorry. Sorry. That's just me.
Go ahead.
You know, I'm always gushing. But I mean, even I have some really, really awesome friends as well now. I won't disclaim them. They love me. I'm like, oh my God, y'all love me like that. Okay. Y'all know I get that. I'm on that. But I love hard. I love hard. I play hard. And that's just the way that I am. I make no apologies for who I am.
I think that's the part that makes us very much alike. Besides just one, you have my name as your middle name, but okay. In the process.
No. You got my name, Patrice and Patrice. Let's get together. No, ma'am.
So what I love about this is that our relationship as family over the years has grown, and it has just become this beautiful symphony of us cutting up as y'all here today.
Yes,
and just really being each other's voice. And when you go and come on, you can't do this. You know, yeah. I find that as we've gotten older, as we've gotten more mature, that we've become such a good combo, or should I say match to the other when the other one wants to cut up, the other one's a little more calmer than the other.
I'm gonna be quiet.
We'll work on
it. No, but it means a lot to me because we don't see each other that often. But when we do, when we talk, we have some heart to heart. And I take away from it when you ministering to my soul, you make me feel like it's just me and you, just like your mom. She was always that way for me. And that's what we talked earlier when she came from when I got married, and she was just. It was nobody else but me and Aunt May. She was just there. And I'm like, they were like, who is that lady? Hold on now. Don't get cussed at. Don't talk about my auntie. So,
so now y'all see where I get it from. I get it naturally, okay? So in the process of this, I have to tell you, I still remember to this day that particular wedding and how it just warmed my heart and just the excitement and the glow of it. And it was just something I always treasured. And it was just a beautiful thing to be in that day. So I'm so overjoyed about that. I'm going a little further though. You talked about your babies. What does it mean now that you're a grandma? Not a grandma, but a grandma.
Now that, you know, my boy, oh my goodness. I love them. I mean, for my 50th birthday, my son had me a surprise birthday party. And I'm like, okay, you 25. Why am I with y'all again? I don't remember a whole lot. But I had a good time, though.
I know. I know.
He's so happy. He was like, y'all got to meet my mom. You got to meet my mom. I'm like, boy, I don't want to meet them child. But we have a rapport. We talk. I tell him more than he need to know. But he tells me everything as well. Both of them do. So I just always felt like, as a parent, it's up for the utmost. You have to respect your children.
I love that.
You got to give them respect. You can't just say, oh, well, you going to do what I said. No, that's not how that works. But I cherish the fact that they can call me and say how they feeling. And we get along quite well. I waited till I was older to have them. And so, I mean, I just love my boys. I love them to death. And this baby, he is going to be, he going to have his manners. Let's say that.
What I love
yes,
about,
ma'am, no, ma'am.
What I love about this is you and your sons have a very open and very honest relationship. And I think it's important because every child needs that, especially now. I think for most parents during the pandemic, they realize how far the gap of communication had actually hit between them and their children. And I know for me, working in mental health, I see it all the time when people come and say, well, I just don't know how to talk to my child. I don't know what to say. And I'm like, this is your baby. I mean, they look just like you. You feed them. Like, what is it that y'all cannot talk about? And I've always admired that. I mean, yes, I've been the tough auntie, I knew, but I've always admired that y'all have
great in my turn. I was on Nikki on the phone, Patrice, she on the phone. We call her Nikki.
But I love that you honestly have that with them. And it's not for show. It's just really who you all are. And despite what goes on, you're there for them. How does it going with the new addition and your child, the child's mom? That has to be a beautiful new addition as well. She's grabbing her teacup, y'all. I just want y'all to know that. That's why it's taking us so long to speak.
I know I can be overbearing. I mean, I make no apologies. I ride hard for my children, and I'm gonna ride hard for my grandson. We got more boys. It was always girls. And now that we have these young black men, and my grandson is biracial, but he gonna be black. So, yeah, you black, son. But when you think about, like, I got my shirt on for Ahmaud Arbery. I don't know if y'all know who that is, but I'm really good with his family. And just because he ran through a neighborhood and they didn't want him there, they decided that they was gonna kill him, and that's what they did. And me and his aunt, we went to lunch a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't realize from talking, we were talking, mm-hmm. And I told her, I said, and she was dabbing her eyes like she was on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I said, girl, we over here dabbing our eyes like we got on makeup. We just as plain. But it's still hurtful to know that in this day and age, George Floyd, all these people, and that's what makes family more important to me, because at a split second with our young men, it can be thrown out the window. Plain and simple.
And I think that's the point that, you know, we talk about a lot when we're not here, that it's so important for us to look out, not just for our young men, but for our young ladies as well, and teach them how this looks. You have rights, but this is not the time to come out your bag. This is not the time to, you know, how do you handle, you know, that kind of thing. And I admire that, you know, in the case of Ahmaud Arbery, the whole nation saw it and people stood up. And I love that, you know, in your community, that name has not died. And I think that's the part. If you keep the name
going, and it ain't gonna die. We steady riding, and we gonna be there. We not going nowhere. They already know. We representing. We gonna represent him. He's not gonna be forgotten at all. We're not doing that.
And I think it's big because not just forgetting his name, but also the legacy that he carried. He was a young man who was doing for his community, had been in the service, and didn't deserve that. And I really, in this day and age, I feel like we should really be pushing these agendas of, you know what, these are unjust laws, and our children, our husbands, our cousins,
brothers,
our
sons, sisters, everybody.
They shouldn't have to go through that. We shouldn't. I mean, when you think back about this, do you realize that we're still fighting the same issues that people fought in the 1960s?
Yep.
Still getting wet with water.
And I done lost a lot of friends because I'm very opinionated, but I done lost a lot of friends. And you think I care? I don't. I said what I said because your son ain't the one going out that door and have to worry. I have to worry about that. Yeah, they don't live with me. They're grown. But I still have to worry about when they leave the house. I don't want them ringing my doorbell telling me something happened to my son. No. Because then I'm going to act a jack. So no,
hallelujah. We don't want her acting a jack, y'all.
And so I can tell them that I love them, and I can tell them what I expect for them to do as young Black men. When you leave wherever you're going, act like somebody. Cause I've been here all my life. Everybody know me, and they know. Oh, what's your mama name, Rhonda? Oh, mm-hmm. And you know your mama don't play that, right? Oh, okay. Cause let somebody. They ain't crazy. So, but I mean, I just feel like if we got to be more responsible with our children, it seems like they've gotten away from family. Mm. Yeah, somebody, they had made a joke saying, you don't know what good soul food is because your grandmama 33. I'm like,
well, you know, we had a different generation. We had Big Mom and them, so this is a big story for us.
Baby, and I'm upholding Big Mama status over here. I'm going to be Big Mama. Bring him on over here, then we're going to do this. Because that's the way I was raised, you know. But these people want to be friends with their kids. I'm not your friend. I'll tell them that in a minute. Friend, where? No, sir. We're not friends.
Well, I guess I wasn't that bad. My mother at least told me I could be her friend when I turned 18. I could pay all my own bills and get out of her house, right? So, so that was the plan, right?
We can do that too.
Yeah. So, that's when I was finally able to have a friend in my mother. I had to be 18, paying my own bills, and out of her house. Then I could be
a boy by now. Toodaloo, kick rocks with no socks.
But I think as a whole, I think we've gotten away, not just from the family piece, but the community piece. We've gotten away from the village.
Definitely.
You can understand that, I will say for me, in my village, when we were home here, everybody could tap you easily. You better not say a word.
Oh, okay, they don't want you saying nothing. Okay, they don't want you to even look at their children sideways. Well, you better keep them over there with you then, because I tend to want to be chat and touch somebody's hand, make this world a better place, because I can.
You know what? That's what's the problem right there. See, that's why we're keeping you in the house.
I'm their mama though. I'm a deal. I'm gonna come out the bag on you, but I don't. And I honestly try not to do that. But in the same respect, they need to know that they have somebody they can come to, mm-hmm. and they can that listens to them and ain't trying to. I'm not trying to be nobody's friend. I'm too old to be somebody's friend. I mean, I'm not gonna sit there and pal up when they say, "Hey, Rhonda, who? If you don't put a handle on that,
hello.
I'm going to be your grandma. Don't play with me."
But I appreciate that because that lets us know. And I have to be honest, as hard as we've had, and I know we joke a lot about our parents being very hard, and you know we got to beat.
They were.
But when we
but we know about in citizens too now.
I was gonna say, at least on my end, it kept me out of a lot of problems. At least I didn't get caught. Let me say,
my daddy said, you go to jail if you want to. Well, I ain't coming to get you. Oh, well, I ain't going then. I'll be at the house. I don't want to go there.
I know that's right. Because, hey, for me, one, it wasn't gonna help accommodate all I needed anyway. So I definitely ain't trying to go. And hey, it was too many women in there for me. So we know how that story goes.
And so now that we have more in my with me, like my sister has two boys, my brother has two boys, I have two boys. We got more young men in our family. Not boys, I shouldn't say that, because they hate to be, and I get it. Young men.
Yes.
And so we're trying to make sure they know everybody ain't your friend. Don't fall for the okie doke and handle your doggone business. That's now, you know, you got to be, you have to be a stronger person as far as a mother goes to make sure that they understand that. You know, because me, I'm going to run in there and get my father wet.
Put your father wet down.
I'm going to get my knife. I'm gonna shank me somebody about mine. I don't know about y'all, but I got some people. No, nah, don't play with me.
No, my brother, will, please. No, father will, please. So
that ain't the best. I seen some knives, but they work for what they got to get done over here.
You know what?
I told you I'm from Georgia. Nah, you know I'm a peach. These peaches don't play down here, honey. We don't play. We gonna give it to you raw and uncut.
And you're going to keep your father with it yourself. So let's go back for a second. With all of this that's been going, oh, it's just been so interesting to see the structure of life in the pandemic.
Right.
And how in all of this craziness, we got the chance to see people work from home or going out into community. Which did you prefer?
I didn't like working from home in the beginning. I just did not. But with my health, I just really didn't need to be around a bunch of people. And so I like working from home now. I like it. I mean, I go in my room, I slide, do the electric slide on in there, in 5 minutes, I'm at work. Bam. And, you know, I like it. I mean, it's different because I'm not really a person that's around a lot of people anyway. So mm-hmm. The pandemic kind of stymied me because I could take it or leave it as far as friends go. You know, you live, you learn, you move on. And then not even only that, but me working from home, I never have to see anybody. My truck doesn't move for a week. You know, so I don't see a lot of people, but I'm mean on this phone though. I'll call you. Hey, friend.
Now, what's the interesting part was that you were home for a while, and I did the work from home for a little minute, and it's been a year. It's been a time. My hat's off to you. At the beginning, I was like, yes, I don't have to do that 45-minute drive in the morning. I was excited. And then after a while, listen, I didn't get no balance. It was like, man, after a while, the job was like, ding, ding. I was like, I'm off. They still been getting like, this, let's cut this out. I'm off. It's over. Good night. And it was still going strong. I'm like, no. We need to go back to this office for me. This is
when I hang that phone up, Dad, can't help you. Don't. When I hang it up, it's over. So and cool. I have on my jammies.
So and you one of the people that are working in the pajamas.
I ain't get smart on no phone because I ain't got no supervisor to tell me don't do it. I'll be in the lane. Who are you talking to? I'm home.
See, that's why I need to be in the office right there because I don't need that. I need to hold on to my few shekels. Until I get where I'm trying to go.
Because you may not realize this, but I'm at my place of residence. And what you ain't gonna do, but I'll let you have that today. Sugar. Tomorrow ain't gonna be too good for you. Oh. Next week ain't looking good for you either, but I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh,
I've been doing really good. I get my little compliments from being nice and friendly.
Y'all,
I'm liking it. I think my supervisor was a little worried.
I can see why. I can see why. I get a hint of why. I get a hint. So the one thing I love is that in our relationship, we've been intertwined and we've had some years that we really didn't connect.
True.
And when we reconnected, it was so beautiful to me because I was like, oh my God, I feel like I've missed my other half for so long. Keep in mind, she's older than me, but she is just so crazy. What y'all hearing today is us. This is us, okay? All day, every day. Yep. And what I love about it is when we reconnected, because I think we had been separated for some good amount of years.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. And when we finally reconnected again, it was as if we had not missed a day.
Nope.
It was just that smooth.
When you called me when I was in the hospital, what, a month and a half, I was like, who is this? What she want?
To bother you? That's what I want to find out, for sure enough. And I'm going to keep bothering you.
Come here. I'm like, don't come here. They ain't going to let you in.
That's all right. I steal windows.
Don't let her in. She going to get me.
But what I love about it, us, is that this is what family really is.
Absolutely.
It's being in a place of joy. It's being in a place of being celebrated for who you are, warts and all, craziness and all, jokes and all.
Yeah.
And at the end, it's real love.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Because I ain't no fakeness going on over here. Because if I don't like you, girl, don't call my phone no more. You'll find you somebody to play with. Because I ain't for play.
And this is why we get along. No.
But me and you, both of my family, I'm always the same. I'm the same way every day. I'm always laughing. That's why they call me Smiley. I'm always laughing. I mean, I love to laugh. I don't like mistreating people because you get nothing from that. Now, if you mean to me.
Oh, gosh. Oh, goodness.
Look, let me get my good angle. Talking to me? Oh, okay. I ain't think so. But I get along with everybody.
But you gave a serious lesson in that last piece, even though people hear me laughing over here. You said it doesn't pay to be mean. In this world, when people have been clouded up and pushed in the front because they bullied other people or mistreated other people, they've gotten ahead. And then when they find out later, that didn't quite work the way I thought it was going to work.
Them Karen people. Child, please don't let me see Karen. It's not going to fare too well for her. And Ken ain't going to do no better.
Well, we're going to need the Karens and the Kens out of this today.
I'm just saying. No. I'm just saying. But I mean, certain people just act like they're entitled, not necessarily saying a color at all. And I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, some people just act nuts for no reason. Oh, they mean. I'm like, what is it? Why you gotta be so mean? It don't benefit you no way to talk crazy to people. You just don't know when you're gonna meet your type of crazy and they look crazier than you. And when they bust you upside your head, don't call me because I can't help you.
Well, but I'm
just, it doesn't pay to be mean to people. It doesn't pay for that. It doesn't. I'd rather be loved than hated. Seriously.
I can go with that. Well, I definitely know you're loved on my end always.
And you know I love you too, cousin. You know how we roll, girl.
I know.
I know I'd be pushing your envelope.
Well, here's what we gonna do. We gotta let these people go because they'll be here all day with us laughing at you. Oh, listen.
I hope I ain't scared your friends off. I promise I'm being good. I'm off today. This is my day off.
So we are and not going
my future,
home.
Hold on. Let me do this disclaimer. If my future husband on here, he got my number. My hair gonna be down on Friday, on Monday.
You girl. Gonna see
that. I'm finna pull it out for the what for? I'm finna get a people with it. Wow, baby.
Girl.
Okay. I'm sorry. I wasn't gonna be. I ain't gonna do it. I'm back to being professional. Now what now? Go ahead, girl.
And on that note, so if anybody with the future husband could be, y'all look for her. I'm good over here. All right. And on that note, cuz, I love you.
I love you too, me.
And there will never be another like you.
Sure ain't.
So on that note, y'all join me next week for the Patrice Bradley Show as we jump back in to some other
conversations. I ain't gonna be here.
You know what?
I want some requests. I need to be requested now.
Request. So y'all, join me next week. I'm leaving her out for a week. She need a break. And we'll talk soon.
Completely redesigned, but Shawnee Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.